Our jobs keep changing. The disintegrating edges of our projects and our work in general would be challenging enough for anyone. But now we must add to that equation the constantly shifting definition of our jobs. I often ask in my seminars, which of you are doing only what you were hired to do? Seldom do I get a raised hand. As amorphous as edgeless work may be, if you had the chance to stick with some specifically described job long enough, you'd probably figure out what you needed to do, how much at what level to stay sane. But few have that luxury anymore, for two reasons. One, the organizations we're involved with seem to be in constant morph mode with ever-changing goals, products, partners, customers, markets, technologies, and owners. These all, by necessity, shake up structures, forms, roles, and responsibilities. Two, the average professional is more of a free agent these days than ever before, changing careers as often as his or her parents once changed jobs. Even 40-somethings and 50-somethings hold to standards of continual growth. Their aims are just more integrated into the mainstream now, covered by the catch-all, quote, professional management and executive development, unquote, which simply means they won't keep doing what they're doing for any extended period of time. Little seems clear for very long anymore, as far as what our work is and what or how much input may be relevant to doing it well. We're allowing in huge amounts of information and communication from the outer world, and generating an equally large volume of ideas and agreements with ourselves and others from our inner world. And we haven't been well equipped to deal with this huge number of internal and external commitments.